take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you on the site with you tonight. It's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
And by the way, the main feature of the site allows you to actually control the content there, so you may submit things that you find interesting to the site. Maybe they're news articles, maybe blog posts, maybe YouTube videos, whatever you want, you can put there. And Free Talk Live listeners like you will be able to vote on those things. You can go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Enjoy that on us. Toll free number again, 855-450-FREE. The Dread Pirate Roberts has granted his first interview, and we can tell you more about that here in a little bit. But I actually had a pretty ridiculous story here, Johnny Ray. And also, you've got a game of the week coming up tonight as well. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. But this story I saw on the Drudge Report today, Breitbart reporting in Madison, Wisconsin, where the doors of a new business were set to open today, and this was written today, will remain closed until city concerns have been allayed. So what's the business? Why the concern, writes John David Kahn at Breitbart? It's called the Snuggle House, and it offers cuddles and hugs from professional snugglers. From the temporary Snuggle House website, quote, "This is an exciting opportunity to receive the benefits of touch therapy in a non-sexual way and feel connected in a disconnected digital world. One session may be all you require from time to time, or use snuggling as a staple to assist you in getting through a rough time. Our staff will be attentive, courteous, polite, loving, and available to you within the boundaries of this new profession."
Human touch is very powerful.
Johnny Ray, what would you pay for an hour of snuggling?
With you?
I didn't say with me. With somebody who you maybe would want to snuggle with.
For an hour. What would I pay for an hour? I don't know, $40.
Okay, they're asking $60. Now, you could double cuddle for $120, and I imagine that might involve you being in the middle of two people.
Of cuddling.
An overnight session costs $425. I'd venture to say the overnight includes both snuggling and cuddling, but cannot confirm this. So what could go wrong, asks Mr. Kahn here. The city officials say the Snuggle House has not yet passed building and fire inspections and therefore is ineligible for an occupancy permit. Moreover, according to the assistant city attorney, there is no detailed business plan that has been presented. The city's primary concern is we don't want a house of prostitution popping up.
Sounds to me like that's what it is.
You think so?
$420 a night for snuggling?
Well, Johnny Ray, you just said you'd pay $40 an hour for snuggling.
I think it's a brothel. I would bet money that it's a brothel.
How cynical of you. I mean, I bet you that it's... This sounds like on the up and up to me. I think that some of the people running the Snuggle House would be very insulted that you would call them prostitutes and suggest that this is a brothel. In fact, they may become very insulted if you were to ask them as a client to remove their clothing. That they may be very insulted if you were to suggest that they might do some kind of sexual act.
Uh-huh.
I think that if you're getting into the Snuggle House as a business, you're probably pretty serious about snuggling. Now, the Snuggle House manager, by the way, there's something else here that I think is worth pointing out. You have to present a business plan to the city to get an occupancy permit? Seriously?
Don't seem right, but it doesn't surprise me.
No, it's outrageous, and I guess you're right. I shouldn't be surprised either. I've never gone through the process, whatever it is, of trying to have some sort of storefront kind of business. I think it's absolutely outrageous that somebody would have to tell some bureaucrat what their business plan is. I mean, I never went to school for business, but I've managed to run one. I'm no expert on finances and investments and that kind of thing. So I don't even know what a business plan would look like. I wouldn't know how where to begin. I mean, I suppose I could Google it and try to figure out what a business plan is, but I plan on selling snuggling. I mean, what do you want? What does that mean to have a business plan? Tell them what my employees are going to be making? Tell them how many investors I have? How much money's been invested? How much capital we have? I mean, how detailed does this business plan have to be? just so I can open up a door and have customers come through it in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, again, these rules may not necessarily apply where you live, but it's certainly true that officious, busybody bureaucrats are everywhere in this country and around the world, and they believe they get to decide whether or not you get to do business. Snuggle House's assistant manager Emily Noon told local reporters that clients sign contracts, and any contract between a client and a snuggler will have enforced boundaries. Intimate, non-sexual touch, says Noon. She also explained that their business model is based on a successful snuggery in Rochester, New York. She also claims the cuddling businesses have popped up in California and Colorado. She says there's just so many people who don't have a significant other in their lives that just need to be held. We're just college students that know how important it is to have physical touch in our lives.
All right, I take it back. But $420 a night?
It's a lot of money, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I guess that's just something, just kind of a rare thing that happens that they don't ever expect to sell too many of those. But the power of touch, like I said, I mean, I'll repeat it. It's very powerful. I like to shake hands with you, Ian. Sometimes I've never like touched your shoulder or anything, but maybe that's coming someday.
We've never had a hug, Johnny Ray. We can do that.
That's no, fine. We never have.
I have no opposition to that, but I agree with you. Touch is very important. And if you think about it, this is a pretty sweet job, because if you can make that kind of money and not have to have sex with somebody, you know?
Yep.
That's pretty sweet.
Yep.
Let's go to Robert, listening in Bellows Falls in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, I got to agree with Johnny Ray.
You think this is a front for prostitution?
It sure could be. It's
you know, I mean, $40 an hour, okay, for snuggling. I mean, come on, you know that's going to lead into, you know, groping. I mean, come on.
Well, I don't know what it's going to lead into. They're saying they're going to be under contract, Robert.
Well,
are you saying?
Put yourself in that position, Ian. If you were going to stay there for the whole night for $400. You're going to want more than just, you know, somebody just, you know, giving you a back rub or something like that. Come on.
Well, they do say they are college students, so they may be attractive. I don't know. That it would be interesting to see what the staff looks like in this case.
Well, I mean, hopefully, you know, if I say anything, I'm just going to get myself in trouble. But I got to agree with Johnny Ray on this one.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Now, back to the story here from Breitbart. In case the explanation doesn't suffice, Noon, the manager, said all snuggle rooms are equipped with surveillance cameras and panic buttons. Noon, who's not in a cult, also told local news that... I don't know why they included that here. Why would someone think this is like a cult thing? To snuggle with people?
No, I don't know.
She said that Matthew is our creator, our new owner, our owner, and he's really taking care of everything for us. We have Matthew, and he's taking care of us. Maybe that's the suggestion. Maybe, you know, he's like their cult leader or something. Matthew is Matthew Hurtado of Lone Rock, whose current book is advertised online as a biography of a sex-addicted misfit who became a millionaire. He's also listed on the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's website of tax delinquents who owes the state more than $10,000. According to the federal bankruptcy court records, Hurtado has filed bankruptcy twice since 2002. She says, "We're just college students that know how important it is to have physical touch in our lives." Remember those words, says the Breitbart author here. Do you think this author believes it is a prostitution front?
No, I don't think the author believes that. No way to tell. Seems like the author is trying to stay neutral in the affair.
So they're not letting the Snuggle House open at the moment, and according to WKOW.com, they're the ones that have the actual story on the regulations that are preventing them from opening this business. It's just so sad that people are so obsessed with stopping prostitution. Even if this is a front for prostitution, so what?
Good point.
Let people have sex with one another. They're going to do it anyway. What does it matter if somebody gets paid for it? And is snuggling worse than having... Is it the same category? Is it almost as bad as having sex? What if they are just snuggling? Is that bad too? Share your thoughts.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, LifeChange Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. LifeChange Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about whatever you want. Maybe you want to talk about the Snuggle House. Apparently, it's not the only one. There are these snuggling areas that are popping up, businesses popping up around the country, wherein you can go and pay $60 for an hour, and you can snuggle. And And that's all. I mean, at least that's the way these people make it out on their websites. There's a frequently asked questions that the board operator over at GCN sent me here to the snuggery.com. Their questions, we can go over some of these here in a moment. I also want to get your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think this is a great idea. Seems a little pricey, but I still think it's a great idea because, you know, people shouldn't have to have a significant other to be able to experience the touch of another human being. There's certainly plenty of studies that have shown that, you know, for instance, children who are touched when they're growing up by their parents, you know, given hugs and kisses and things like that, are better kids. You know, they're better adults. They're less likely to be serial killers and things like that. So the human touch goes a long way to making better, happier humans. We're going to continue. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. Ian and Johnny Ray here with you. Also want to remind you about the School Sucks Project. It is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go to schoolsucksproject.com, make your user account there. It's free. And you can follow their show on Twitter as well as YouTube, schoolsucksproject.com. So let's go to the phones here. Brandy is on the line in West Virginia listening to WBTS. Hello, Brandy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a whole controversy over people getting upset about the snuggle houses and the snuggeries is ridiculous. For years, people have been having such things as private parties in their home. I know I've been to them.
You've been to a snuggle party?
Yes, I have, many years ago. I have a husband now, so I don't need a snuggle party, but...
Okay.
And
tell me about a snuggle party. What goes on at a snuggle party? How does one get invited?
Well, basically... Everybody meets up. Some are co-ed, some are all female, some are all male. It just depends on what you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the most well-mannered gentlemen and ladylike people I have ever met. I mean, there was absolutely nothing out of line. Mm-hmm. And it was like any other party. I mean, you know, there were hors d'oeuvres, there were, you know, snacks, non-alcoholic drinks, of course. Most of us were running around in, you know, control your excitement over this image, sweatpants, yoga pants, T-shirts. Typical stuff that you would wear to bed. And
yeah.
We would all, at the end of the night, everybody just laid down in the floor, and we curled up together, and we went to sleep.
On the floor?
And that's exactly what it was. There was, I think, one person who kind of got a little bit out of line, and they were immediately bounced.
Wow.
So
how many people were at one of these... How many people are we talking about?
There were about 20 of us. We were just kind of in a pile in the floor, like in the book Where the Wild Things Are when they sleep in a pile.
So no mattress whatsoever, just everybody's on the floor.
Blanket, sleeping bag,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, and the person hosting such a party is going to incur some costs from that, so it's only right that they should be able to charge money for it if they wanted to,
mm-hmm.
but you got to submit a business plan for that.
Well, no, you're talking about the snuggle house that is looking to open in Madison. Now, you're talking about a private party, though, Brandy. This was just at someone's home.
Right, yeah, I'm just, I don't know, extrapolating or something.
It was more just to make the point this is not a new idea.
Right. Now,
and,
did you have to pay
to
attend?
Pardon?
Did you pay to attend?
Oh, no,
was it like a business? Or was it just friends?
No, it was a potluck. It was through a grief support group.
Grief?
And a grief support group.
Gotcha. So you had to be from Greece?
Grief, as in grief over loss, sadness.
Okay, thank you for that. I appreciate the clarification. Hey, thanks for sharing your story tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you, Brandy. Thank you for the call. Let's go to John, listening also in Charleston to WVTS. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going this evening?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts. Great.
Well, I mean, I have a couple things to say about the Snuggle House, and that is to say that it sounds like the city's upset because they aren't serving alcohol.
Hmm.
I mean, let's think about it. If you had middle-aged men... alcohol and scantily clad young women, you'd have the business plan for Hooters. And that's not against the law. And people surely drop more than $60 an hour at Hooters. I mean, I know people that go and pay three times the going rate for a drink at Hooters. So what's the big difference?
Yeah, but why would the city care about that? Why would the city care if you're not serving alcohol?
Wow. You know, the question would be, who at the city, honestly, even the size of Madison, has the time or the expertise to review someone else's business plan and has the right to determine whether or not business plan is going to be successful?
Well, I don't think that they should be reviewing anybody's business plan, but you better believe there's plenty of bureaucrats there in Wisconsin. I mean, in Madison. That's a huge, you know, it's a big government area of Wisconsin. I'm sure there's plenty of government bureaucrats who would review your business plan.
Sure, plus maybe you'll get the chance if you can gin up some more concern about this. Maybe you can pay to hire an undercover to go in.
I bet you they will.
And, you know, just check, make sure everything's on the up and up.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't surprise me if they did that. And, look, just leave these people alone. Leave everybody alone who wants to touch somebody else, even if it's in a sexual way. Do you agree, John?
It just doesn't make sense to me why the government has a dog in the fight. I mean,
well, they just love control.
Adults who are paying money to do what they want to do. I don't see the city of Madison going out and saying, well, you can't let people jump out of a parachute because it might be dangerous. You know,
John, thanks for, go ahead.
It just seems so crazy to me that the city thinks that they have a right to interject themselves into any adult behavior.
Well, I totally agree with you, but that's not an old idea.
Yeah,
it's
tradition, American tradition.
City bureaucrats forever have thought they have the right to inject themselves into everything that you do, and they constantly are increasing the amount of areas of control over our lives, and they do it at the state level, the federal level. It's just the belief that they know what's best, and that they are protecting you somehow from yourself. In this case, they're protecting existing businesses like, you know, existing Jack Shacks and things like that from this upstart business that's going to give people, you know, really a lot of times the guys, for instance, that go to strip clubs or that call a phone sex line or whatever, many of them are just interested in having someone give them attention. I mean, really, if you talk to strippers, they'll tell you this. There are guys who will just come in and they'll just want to talk. You know, because they're just so lonely and they, for whatever reason, they're not successful at dating women. They're socially awkward. They just haven't been very, very good at that. And so they just want somebody who will listen to them. And, you know, a lot of them go in for that reason. I'm not saying it's the only reason guys go to places like that. But this, I think, could be a very, very popular business, these snuggle houses. John, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, I just think you have a great show. I listen to you as I commute, and I just think it's very entertaining and enlightening.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for sharing. Let's go to Roger, also listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just listened to it on the radio. I just literally had to pull my car over when y'all was talking about snuggle house. It just don't seem right. It's real. I mean, I can understand. I mean, I guess people ain't getting a lot of...
Wait, hold on. What part doesn't seem real? The fact that the government wants to keep it shut down or to stop it?
They're doing it. That's
or that someone
unreal.
Would pay for snuggling. Stand by, Roger. I want you to clarify that. So hang on. I know you're on the side of the road. Well, hopefully I get back to you here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. $60 an hour. Would you pay that for snuggling? Johnny Ray said 40.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $6,67.80 for a half ounce, or $3,33.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $6,67.80, and $3,33.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health.
Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Microplant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control here. $60 for an hour of snuggling. Is that price a little too high? Does it suggest that something else might be going on? Some believe that the snuggling operations are fronts for prostitution, and the city of Madison, Wisconsin, is right now attempting to prevent, through bureaucratic rigmarole, a snuggle house from opening up, and they are attempting to take the business model that has been successful, apparently, in Rochester, New York, also Colorado and California, where others have been offering snuggles for cash. And the toll-free number here tonight for you to take control is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Of course, I say, who cares whether they're snuggling or rubbing or, you know, ejaculating? I don't care.
Explicit sex is just advanced cuddling anyway, right?
Well, right. I mean, this really kind of shows how ridiculous the ban on sex for money is. I mean, if it's okay to have snuggling for money, what does it matter whether somebody orgasms? Why does that make it, a crime? Or I guess the crime of sex for money isn't an orgasm isn't necessarily involved. It's just the pleasuring of one's sex organ, I guess, by another person is generally, there's some variant of that is considered prostitution, where you're trading some sort of sexual act for money. Maybe people think of cuddling as sexual. I don't think it's particularly sexual. I think that it's very nice. It's a pleasurable thing to do. I do enjoy a good cuddle. How about you, Johnny Ray?
Yes, I do.
So a lot of people do, and I think some people are pretty excited by this business.
But you know what? I read probably last year that men, and I may have brought it up on FTL, men like cuddling more than women.
Nuh-uh. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah, women want the sex, and men like the post-coital cuddling more, or the pre-coital
really?
Cuddling there.
Because the standard, I guess, stereotype is the reverse.
Right. But in fact, women, Ian, women are very mercenary, and men are the true romantics.
I don't know. I don't think it's fair to make statements like that. I have definitely had the experience in my life that women are very sexually driven, more so than they're made out to be.
Uh-huh.
But the ladies I've been with have also enjoyed cuddling. So 855, 453, we're going to go back to your phone calls here, but I want to let you know that there's a new law being enacted which forces banks to make sure that your mortgage fits the U.S. government standards. You may only have a 43% debt-to-income ratio, which means take all the debt that shows up on your credit report and divide by your monthly gross income. That's house payment, property taxes, auto payments, credit cards, student loans, bank loans, boatloads, loans, and everything. If your ratio is anywhere near a 43% figure, you most likely won't get the loan. This rule is for conforming loans, FHA, and VA. Now's the time to refinance or buy a home before this takes full effect. The government shutdown is slowing the implementation. Next year, it's going to be much worse. And that's according to Roger Schlesinger from MortgageMinuteGuy.com. He wants you to get your mortgage now. But you got to learn about it, and these guys know what they're doing over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Call them at 866-288-0088. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. Roger is back with us in West Virginia. You actually pulled over to call about snuggling. Roger, I appreciate your call. Go ahead. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out.
Yeah, I don't see where it's... I mean, I can see where somebody pays $60, I guess, to be with someone else. I mean, but, something like this, it's going to screw up because somebody's going to take advantage of that or break the law with their, like, whatever laws they got in this little snuggle house. But, you know, I guess if they don't give it time, and MTV will pick it up and make it, you know, a new series. you never know. I mean, they're picking every other crap show up and making this stuff, but I can just see it now. VH1 and MTV have a snuggle house. You know, it's going to be like Big Brother or something. But yeah, so, you know, snuggling. Hey, I agree with it. I love snuggling my wife, but you know, I just don't see paying $60. I mean, you know, hey, I lived in Europe 3 or 4 years when I was over in the military, and you know, paying $40 to $60. Trust me, you don't get snuggling. But and you know, it's all legal and taxed over there. You don't see no snuggle houses in Amsterdam.
Well, that's interesting, though, right? Because, like, I believe that these are legitimate snuggle houses because, you know, if you wanted to do a front for a sex operation, you'd probably do a massage parlor or something like erotic massage or what do they call it? There's certain code words that they use.
They're busting all those lately. I mean, every time you watch Cops or whatever, they're busting those massage parlors and everything else. I mean, I can't say I've ever been to one, but...
Yeah, but there's some of them that are pretty established, and they've been around for a long time. I don't know if they're paying
Asian
the
massage
off.
A code? Asian massage?
I don't think so.
I don't
know.
Well,
hey,
yeah.
Roger, thanks, man. I appreciate your call. Anything else you want to share?
I appreciate it, and you all have a great show, man. Keep
all
it
right,
up.
All will do. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. So if prostitution were actually legal, and it should be because... adults should be able to consent to interact with one another on a, you know, consensual basis. And if that includes trading money for sex, who cares? But if prostitution were legal, it would drive down the price of prostitution and should also drive down the price of these snuggle houses. Because if you can get with a prostitute for $40 an hour and, you know, finish, I guess... then that would be seen by more valuable or as more valuable to a lot of customers than $60 an hour to just snuggle with somebody.
Yeah, I'm beginning to consider another angle on this thing, though, and it gets back to what you said about, hey, yeah, I'll do it. It's only snuggling. There's no sex involved.
Mm-hmm.
So what that could do, and I imagine it would do, is bring in a lot more snugglers who maybe are younger and better looking than people who are willing to engage
to
in prostitution.
Sex. That's true.
So that could raise the price of it.
Yeah, that's true. So here's a frequently asked questions for those of you that might have been curious. This is from thesnuggery.org, one of the first snuggle houses out there. This is in Rochester, New York. Question: What should I wear to my first appointment? Answer, loose-fitting, natural fiber clothing, but whatever you're most comfortable in is what you should wear. Pajamas are always a good choice, and there's an area for you to change when you arrive. Question, do we meet before we snuggle? Answer, we do meet before we snuggle. We will meet briefly to review policies and ensure the comfort of both parties prior to any snuggling. Question, what if I become sexually aroused during my session? Answer, don't worry, it happens. Although sexual activity is not permitted, arousal is perfectly normal and should not make anyone feel uncomfortable. Question, am I supposed to talk during my session? Answer, it's really up to you. Although some people find that snuggling makes talking easier, the benefits of snuggling are not dependent upon being verbal. Question, do clothes, pajamas always stay on for the duration of our session? Answer, absolutely. Nudity is not permitted. And I imagine there are also rules, and they don't make clear here. By the way, they also ask if you have to tip, and they say you don't have to tip. I would hope at $60 an hour you wouldn't have to tip. But one of the things that they don't make clear is, well, what kind of positions are snuggleable? You know, where can one's hands be? Because I imagine that could be an issue for some of the snugglees, the employees in this case, who do not fancy themselves as prostitutes and maybe perhaps do not want to feel as though they're just simply getting paid to allow, you know, a guy to cop a feel on them.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder if that's a factor, and that's something that they cover during the intro meeting. Payment is due in advance. They accept cash, check, and money order. There's a hygiene policy. You must be showered close to the appointment time. Your mouth should be cleansed, and perfumes / colognes should not be worn. And question, are snuggling sessions therapy? Answer, snuggling sessions are not therapy, but they can be restorative, rejuvenating, comforting, playful, and fun. So I think it's a neat idea. I wish them the best. I hope they're able to open this up in Madison, that the city government gets out of the way eventually and allows these people to do business. And I think that we really need to talk further about the idea of legalizing prostitution as well. Because if you care about people, you should let them engage in consensual behavior. Because if you don't, if you want to prohibit these things, whether it's prostitution or snuggling, people are going to do it anyway. And then because it's available in the black market, as prostitution is today, it becomes very dangerous for the participants involved. There is a much higher likelihood of disease, a much higher likelihood of violence on the part of, a John, or on the part of some sort of thug that the prostitute brings with her. Black market prostitution, bad place to be.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com. And watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque. Fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-7 779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com, and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Don't answer it!
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from TerraGags. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Apparently, some people actually believe that snuggling is worse than prostitution.
What?
Yeah. I'll give you the details here in a moment. By the way, I want you to know that freetalklive.com is a free website. It is. You go there, you download archives, you get interactive. There are a variety of things you can do. We appreciate everybody that supports the show, and one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. So again, we provide you all the services at freetalklive.com for free. If you can provide us with just taking a moment before you go shopping online and go to shop.freetalklive.com and start your shopping experience there, there's links there to Amazon, for instance, Amazon US, Amazon Canada, as well as Amazon UK. You click into the right Amazon for you, Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. So it's a great way to go and get products that you've been looking for because Amazon sells almost everything, and you can go and help Free Talk Live at the same time. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, something you can't get through the Free Talk Live shopping link is the Freedom Cam. And when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's mounted to your dash, to your window, the front window of the car. Two cameras. One points out the front, one points in the cab. So you've got coverage all around. It's got microphone built in. It's even got infrared built in to illuminate the inside of the cab when it's dark out. So this is an amazing tool. It can protect you from out-of-control police. It can, you know, make sure that an actual recording is made of any kind of an encounter you have, whether it's with the police, with some bum that's trying to hit you up for money. Maybe it's some sort of car accident. This thing is an invaluable tool, and you can go and get yours at freedomcam.net. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness. FreedomCam.net. Oh, yeah, and they take Bitcoin as well. So you can pay with Federal Reserve notes or Bitcoin, your choice, at FreedomCam.net. I have one in the car that I drive, and you should, too, if you care about your freedom and your safety as well.
Camera is absolutely one of the best ways to protect yourself and your future. Tool. And I saw that, I know you guys talked about this last night, Pete Ayres' South Africa video was was awesome. That's all I got to say about that.
So a little bit more here about cuddling, and I do want to talk, Johnny Ray, about your game of the week. But I thought this was a particularly interesting story because I was looking a little further, doing a little more Googling here, and I found more stories about these cuddling operations.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I wanted to see if any of them had been busted for prostitution or something like that. I didn't see anything like that. But what I did find was a Daily Mail piece from last year about the lady who started one of these places, one of the first ones, I think, in Rochester, New York. 29-year-old lady is named Jackie Samuel, and she is a professional cuddler. She turned to snuggling with strangers to help pay for her studies and provide for her young son. She earns over $260 per day doing cuddling. She cuddles with up to 30 men per week, including pensioners and war veterans. However, her business, The Snuggery, has not gone unnoticed, and her college has threatened to expel her, while others have called her a prostitute. She said, "I think I was born knowing how to snuggle. Snuggling is healthy, spiritual, and fun. I think clients come to me for all different kinds of reasons. Some of my older clients, their wives have passed away, and they just need someone to be with, like someone to experience touch with. Some of the younger clients are between relationships, some are in problematic relationships, and some people are just really curious, and they come just to find out what it's going to be like." She also charges $60 an hour, as this snuggle house that it wants to open in Madison does.
Uh-huh.
The cuddling can take place anywhere around her cottage in Rochester, New York, but most clients opt to use her large double bed. They're banned from touching parts of her body covered by underwear, which she wears under pajamas. The business has done so well, she has even hired another snuggling professional, Colleen. Her apprentice has yet to take on a client by herself, but has joined Jackie on two occasions in what they have termed a double cuddle. Despite her strict rules on sexual activity, Jackie has received a barrage of emails and phone calls slamming her as a prostitute. She says that some have said I'm worse than a prostitute because they think snuggling is more intimate than sex. I've been told I'm monetizing love. What do you think about that, Johnny Ray? That this is even more offensive to some people than sex with a prostitute?
I say love. Ha! Ian, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So it's all chemicals. Love is a joke.
Okay, but what is that? I mean, but what do you think about the snuggling idea being more intimate than sex? Do you believe that?
No, I think that sex is like cuddling.
I don't imagine. I think it
depends. Sex can have that cuddling element in it, but I guess it could also not. Cuddling is all about the cuddling, so yeah. I can see where they're coming from.
I think it depends, right? So if your intention, if you're like somebody who wants to just hire a prostitute, some guy who wants to get his rocks off, that's probably not such an intimate occasion. Whereas somebody who wants to snuggle, you know, you're intending to spend that hour with that person in a snuggling kind of position, and you're talking or you're not or whatever, and you're snuggling. That seems like more intimacy.
Seems more mutual than somebody who's just concerned about going in and having an orgasm,
and so right,
or dominating a hooker.
So I can see, you know, someone who wants to control their partner and be able to withdraw from the partner to punish the partner for whatever transgression, you know, they didn't take out the trash or some sort of argument between the partners. Well, if you could just go out and get cuddling from somebody else, then you don't have control over that anymore. In the same way that a prostitute allows somebody to go out and have sex and, you know, prevent their partner from having total control over that situation.
Now, do you?
That might be why people are upset.
An idea just occurred to me. I don't necessarily. I don't think this is the case, but. Ian, are you familiar with the bootleggers and Baptists argument about, well, what I'm getting at is, do you think that organized prostitution might be coming down hard on these snuggeries?
It's certainly possible. It does seem to be competing with them to some extent.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones here. We've got Conrad on the line. Pizza Dude is with us on Skype. Hello, Conrad.
Yeah, I hope she's running that business. She's done it for at least 2 years. Otherwise, he's not going to be able to take a loan out on the business. So I wanted to call and kind of give an update with what's going on with my cat house.
Okay.
We're finished. I had a market evaluation. I have $26,000 of equity. So I could foreseeably take out a loan on that amount, and everything would be fixed, right? Because right now I have all this debt that it took to build the
house.
This
is because you bought a house that you didn't realize was full of cat feces and urine in the inside the walls of the house, and it's been an absolute nightmare in repairing it. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. And so we repaired it. I mean, we put... I mean, not even labor included. I told up the receipts. We put like something like $50,000 into the house.
Okay.
So we didn't get anything back, but we have at least $26,000 in equity. So equity means that you can go out there and you can just take out a loan for that amount. Mm-hmm. But because of new regulations, I already have debt for about $10,000 in credit cards. Because of new regulations, I can't take out a loan with the equity because my income on paper is too low now because my wife and I have started a cleaning business from February. So because of the new regulations and because we're self-employed rather than working at a JOB for somebody else, our income on paper does not legally make it so that they can loan us money.
So you're screwed?
We're screwed. We got totally screwed. So I just wanted to kind of give that update and kind of show how these kind of regulations, right, because this regulation got passed with the TARP stuff, right, because they were all like, they gave loans that people couldn't support, so we need to make it so now they can't give anybody loans that they can't support, you know, and then that'll stop the housing collapse from happening. Right, and so that was part of the TARP stuff. And they're like, yeah, we'll stop those evil banks from taking advantage of people. But now, really, what's happened is credit cards have their own special thing. I have $10,000 because the credit cards don't have to follow that. So because I'm too poor, at least on paper, because I'm too poor, I'm not allowed to take the credit card debt and take it out of the credit cards and into the house. Mm. I'm not allowed to do that. I have to be liable for 22% rather than 4%. Yeah, well, it's credit cards are ridiculously high, especially.
Conrad, thanks for the call and the update tonight. We're short on time, but I appreciate hearing from you. Let's get Jason on real quick in Santa Cruz, listening to KOMY. Jason, you got about 20 seconds. Go.
Hey, man, I just want to tell you guys that your topic tonight is a little deeper than I think you guys are scratching on, man. You know, I feel like that, humans in general have kind of lost contact with each other. You know, you go into restaurants and bars. Bars used to be places of socialization. Humans talk to each other. Now mm-hmm. You go in, everybody's on their cell phones. These snuggle houses are a good idea.
No, I totally agree. They're a great idea. I wish we had more time for you tonight, Jason, but we're out of it. So call tomorrow. We'll take you then. See you then.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.